Three, halfway, four, five, six, hold it. Exhale, one, push the chin, two, three, look back, four, five, elbows come together, six, inhale, two more in the first set, please. Good arms bell. Elbows separate and lift, chin presses down into the fingers, hold it. Exhale, keep the elbows high as you bring them forward, shoulders relax completely. Stomach, 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 tuck it in, hold it in. Last one, please. Inhale, breathing by the throat. Elbows separate and lift, bring the chin down, breathe in as much as you can. Exhale, head up, mouth open, push the chin back. Chest up, everybody, shoulders relax completely. Exhale, completely. You can change arms down to the sides, shoulders relax. Jessica, I just started my audio only recorder, so you can have this and use it, but I will specify this is for like now and it will change later. Okay. Like this part of the pregnancy, and then later we'll do another one. Okay, if you need it. If not, that's fine too, but we have it. Okay, so second set, pranayama, deep breathing, hands underneath the chin, make sure knuckles and chin stay together. Hi, Kathy, we're just starting second set of breathing exercise, so you can hop in with us. All right, stand tall, everybody, body weight on the heels. Inhale, one, two, three, four. Keep breathing in, five, six. Exhale, one, push the chin, two, three, look back, four. Try to see the wall behind you, elbows together. Inhale, head down, elbows separate and lift. Complete depression of the abdominal wall, suck it in, tightening up, hold it in. Exhale, head up. So try to keep chest up, everybody chest up, hips a little bit forward, body weight on the heels. Inhale, one, two, three, four, elbows up, five, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, hips a little bit forward, four, five, six. Inhale, hand down. So Jessica, upper abdomen pulls in and up, lower abdomen does not have to come in as much. Exhale, breathing, head up, push the chin slowly back, keeping body weight on the heels. Upper abdomen, pull it in, felt very good with stomach in. Inhale by the throat, elbows out and up, chin down. Look for both sides of the body to stretch up equally, both sides of the rib cage expanding. Exhale, breathing, you can open your mouth wide, push the chin back with the fingers, get a nice tight grip, elbows touch each other. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, one, push the chin, two, three, look back, four, five, six. Again, please inhale by the throat. Middle inner thighs press together, maximum body weight on your heels. Exhale, head up, mouth open, push the chin back. Make sure the end of the exhale is always the strongest part. Exhale more and more and more. Inhale, head down. Both sides of the rib cage visibly expanding. Good, Christine. Hold the chest up like that. Exhale, keep the chest up. Elbows stay high, shoulders can drop. Chest up, there you go. Chest up, chest up, chest up. Inhale, one, two, three, head down, four, five, elbows reach all the way to the ceiling, six. Good, Natalie, exhale, one, chest up, two, three, push the head back, four, five, six, last two, please. Inhale, breathing by the throat. Middle inner thighs press together, body weight on your heels. Good, exhale, breathing. Second to the last breath here. Make sure the end of the exhale is super strong so you create conditions for the best last one. Inhale, breathing, head down. It's normal if you feel a little lightheaded or a little bit like you need to yawn, all completely normal. Exhale, breathing, push the chin slowly back. Hips press a little bit forward, keep weight on the heels. Elbows come together. Okay, you can change now. Arms down to the sides. I'm gonna hang out back here by the TV so I can see all my online yoga buddies. Okay. All right, so now breathing by the nose, main job is to concentrate. I have to say this, Jessica, one of the things I love so much about yoga during pregnancy is you have the body changing all the time. At a certain point, like daily, you feel things different. And you can be so sensitive to it, but also be helping the things if they feel a little off balance. So much can be benefited by the yoga, but it's a great exercise in not expecting like, oh, I need to do such and such in this posture. At one point, it's good. You're not. It's just going to be fine, and we can still maintain the principles of the posture. So I just love that, and I just love it. I love helping people through. I loved practicing it when Forrest was growing inside of himself. Yay. Let's do half moon pose. All right. Feet together, toes and heels touching. Side and back bending will be normal, Jessica. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head, sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath. Stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, right and left a few times, back and forth. When you come up through the center, stretch up as much as you can. Squeeze hands, palms together. Go up and over, up and over, up and over. Oh, Kathy came in after Jessica and I spoke. She's 4 months pregnant, so I'm going to be teaching her the pregnancy series while you guys do everything else regular. Oh, no, don't worry, I won't ignore you guys either. Okay, come back up, stop in the middle. I think I just lost my...
We can't hear you anymore.
Can you
now?
I unplugged something. Can you hear me now? Is it better, Natalie? Am I back? Can you hear me, anybody? No, they still can't hear me. Okay. Push your hips a little bit forward, body weight on the heels, arms back, chin up. Something got unplugged when I was shifting everything around. Okay, everyone stomach in, take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, begin right side bending, push your hips to the left. Same thing on this, Jessica, upper abdomen, you can pull in and up, but you don't have to pull the lower abdomen in so much, just mildly, maybe 25 to 50%. All right, everyone, push your hips to the left side of the room. You create the stretch all over the left side of the body, inside out, balls to the skin, all the way up to the fingertips. Keep the hips pressing a little bit forward, arms back and chin up, body weight on the heels. Squeeze hands and reach to the right side. Left hip stays forward as you come down to keep both hips parallel to the mirror in one line. Right shoulder and chest forward, opening up the chest and ribcage. Now come down, suck in your stomach, push hips to the left, push a little bit more, push. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Very nice. Other side. Push the hips forward, body weight on the heels, arms back, chin up. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, begin left side bending. Squeeze your palms and reach to the left side of the room. At the same time, push your hips to the right without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. Come down to create a stretch all over the right side of the body, inside out, bones to the skin, all the way up to the fingertips. Keep the hips tucked underneath you a little bit, body weight on the heels, arms back and chin up. Now when you inhale next, Belle, take the center of the chest, breastbone, pick it straight up towards the ceiling. Upper body forward a little bit. So the rib cage and the pelvis are in the exact same line from the side. This is not an easy adjustment. How to do it is inhale, breastbone slides straight up, away from the heels. Come down, push your hips to the right, hips in one line. Left shoulder a little bit forward, come down, push, a little bit more push, reach, and push. Very good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Next is a backward bend. Take a nice deep breath, eyes open. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Push the chin and face back, look for the floor behind you. Now inhale, push your hands up towards the ceiling, bring your arms back towards your ears. You can do normal back bending for now. Jessica, later you'll do less pushing hips forward. You can always do neck and upper back, arms back bend. For now, everything as normal. Push your hands past the face, try to touch the wall behind you, creating a total spine back bend, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. Now take a nice deep breath. As you exhale, push the hips forward, push your stomach forward, push the thighs forward, maximum body weight on the heels. Very nice spine bend. Now squeeze the hands. You have the total back bend. Now just reach back with the arms. Go back. Try to touch the wall behind you. Very good. Inhale, breathing. Come up, stop in the middle. Take a deep breath. Separate your feet 10 inches, Jessica. Maybe less, 6 to 8. Everybody, hands on the floor in front of you. Bend the knees. Kind of like awkward or a little bit wider, just as needed. And as you need to later, you can separate them more. All right, move your hips back and forth, right, left, right, left. Whenever you need more from the abdomen, Jessica, you're just going to separate them more, okay? Grab the heels, if you can, from behind the heels, but at a certain point, you grab from outsides of the feet. Okay, everyone, pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on the legs below the knees. You have no gap anywhere between your upper body and the legs. Roll forward so the body weight is more to the toes than the heel. Pull on your heels, push the knees back a little bit, creating a stretch all over underneath the legs. Basically, we're gonna eliminate any pressure on the abdomen going forward. So if you feel any pressure there, separate your feet a little more, roll forward. Now, when you exhale, everyone, elbows towards the back wall, hips up towards the ceiling, upper body slides down so the top of the head gets closer to the feet. Looks good, Veronica. Elbows back, pull on the heels, push the knees back, left legs. Change. Bring your hands back around in front of you. Interlace fingers and come up, arms and knee together. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. And exhale, arms down to the sides. Very nice. Second side, half moon pose with hands to feet. Inhale, breathing arms over the head, sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs cross. Take a deep breath, stretch up as much as you can. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin right side bending. Bell, it's very good. Chest up at the beginning. Keep it lifted. Reach. Go ahead. Go ahead. Reach to the right. Push your hips to the left. From the side view, you can't see yourself. So when I tell you one line from the side, it doesn't help all that much. But to get the body in a straight line, hips tuck underneath you a little bit. Breastbone slides up. So you start to, you really feel the abdominal muscles pulled in, but also they're stretching. Okay, because you're not collapsing, you're not letting them hang out. Come down a little more, that looks very good on the side. When you inhale, pick the chin up a tiny bit, arms back. That's very nice, Natalie. Try to stretch out bottom armpit, press right armpit forward a little bit, stretching it out, come down, push, stomach in, push, hips to the left, push. Inhale, come up, nice, Christine. Chin up, arms back, weight on the heels. Inhale, reach up and over to the left, begin. Push your hips to the right. Keeping weight on the heels. Middle inner thighs press together, hold it. When you inhale, squeeze the palms, reach out, lengthening the entire right side of the body all the way up to the fingertips. When you inhale, pick up the chin a little bit, arms back. When you inhale next, breastbone slides straight up away from heels. That's right, okay, very good. Now you can still reach and push your hips while keeping the breastbone lifted. We'll get an even more distributed stretch along right side of the body, especially where it normally doesn't. Come down, push stomach in, push and push. Inhale, breathing, come. Right, backward bending is next, take a deep breath. Eyes open, drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. And when needed here, Jessica, separate the feet up to 6 inches. Drop your head back now, bring your arms back towards your ears. All right, now two movements of the arms. You guys have the head back. One movement of the arms is just bringing the arms back, sort of rotating around the shoulder joint. The other movement of the arms is pushing the hands back. So squeeze palms and reach back. First, arms go back like this, and then you squeeze and reach. Go and touch the wall. 5, 4, 3. Reach back. 2, 1. Inhale, breathing. Take your time. Come on. Hands to feet close. That was like the quickest demonstration, Belle. I don't know. It was kind of for you. I wanted to show you that arms. Did you see it a little bit? Go ahead for the hands to feet warm up. Right, there's the arms going back around the shoulder point, but then once they go back, go ahead you guys, hands to feet pose. Once they're back here, they don't go any further back this way. What you do is reach. Yeah? Okay, grab the heels. Great job. Pull on the heels and stretch your upper body down. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on the shins, eyes open. Now, pull continuously, roll forward. That's good, Christine. Elbow points towards the back wall when you push the knees back. And make sure chest and knees stay totally together. No gap between upper body and the legs. Jess in Chicago, very good. Pull on the heels, push your hips up. Pull on the heels, push your elbows back. Pull on the heels, stretch your upper body down so the top of the head gets closer to the tops of your feet. Change again, bring the hands back around in front of you. Release fingers and come up. Arms, head, neck, and spine all together. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. And arms down to the side, very nice. Awkward poses next. Right foot step out 6 inches to your right, please. Feet parallel to each other. Throughout the posture, feet stay straight. Inhale, breathing arms up in front of you. Tricep muscles contracted. All five fingers together on each hand. Now take a deep breath. As you exhale, suck in your stomach, sit down. Feet flat position. Maximum body weight on the heels. Stick your hips all the way out behind you. That's right. Sitting down in the chair, thighs parallel to the floor. Stretch the arms forward all the way as if beyond the fingertips. Now, once you're sitting all the way down in the chair, lift your chest up, lean your upper body back, way back. Keep your hips behind you. Jessica, when you bring upper body back, stick them out all the way. You can do normal awkward pose. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Second part, as normal, go all the way up on the tiptoes. Suck in your stomach, stretch your whole spine, center of the chest, top of the head up towards the ceiling. Eyes focus, one point in front of you, sit right down on the tops of the toes. Immediately, thighs parallel to the floor. Push the big toes down, heels up. Push the big toes down, knees up. Sitting down till thighs parallel to the floor. Upper body stretches up. Everybody chest up, upper body back. So back of the head, back of the hips, touching the imaginary wall. Inhale, breathing, come up, please. Feet flat position. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Squeeze the knees together. Inhale, stretch your entire spine up towards the ceiling. Very slowly sit down. Eighth and ninth month, Jessica, you don't squeeze the knees together, but you can do it up until about then, okay? Keep the knees together. Sit as far down as you can. Arms parallel to the thighs, thighs parallel to the floor. That's good, Kathy. Chest up, shoulders down. Lock your elbows. Tricep muscles contracted, so the arms energized and stretching all the way to the fingertips. Keeping knees together. Good, Christine. Slowly come back up, leaning against the imaginary wall. All the way up. Right foot to the left, arms down to the sides. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing. Second set, right foot step out 6 inches. Inhale, breathing, arms up in front of you. Make sure triceps contract, not only elbows straight. I can have a straight elbow without much of a tricep contraction. See, this is straight, and that's locked. Straight, locked. So lock it, both of them. Exhale, sit down. Go ahead, feet flat position. At first, you'll feel like, oh my gosh, that's exhausting. Yeah, that's the posture at first. At first, you may feel like, oh my goodness, but you will get strong, and you will learn to breathe calmly while you're doing it, which energizes. It circulates, okay, energy to that body part. Get your hips all the way back behind you. Stick your butt all the way out. Sit all the way down. And then upper body lifts up. Lean upper body back. Good. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Second part, all the way up on the tiptoes. High as possible. Lift your chest, spine, head up towards the ceiling. Focus one point. And sit right down on tops of the toes. 10 counts. Heels up. 9. 8. Push big toes down. 7. 6. Ankles forward. 5. 4. Chest up. Stomach in. 3. Heels up. 2. 1. Inhale. Come up. Feet flat position, third part, come up a little bit on your toes. With the knees together, inhale, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, sit down slowly. This time you do not push the heels up, but they come up as a side effect of you sitting down. And same thing here with the abdomen, Jessica. Upper abdomen, you can pull in and up, a little less pulling in of the lower abdomen. But still a little bit is okay. You can create a little bit of pressure there to keep the muscles communicating. Keep the knees together. Push them down and forward. Jess in Chicago looks great. Arms parallel to the thighs. Check again on triceps. Contract. Hold it. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Spine straight. All the way up. Right foot to the left. Arms down to the sides. All right. Eagle posture. Sorry. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Pull your elbows down. Suck in your stomach. Everyone sit down as low as you can except for Jessica. Just sit down slightly. You're not going to sit down all the way. Just a little bend of the knees. Everybody else sit down as low as you go. Then right leg lift up over the left. You can still create all the thigh squeezing pressure and the arm squeezing pressure, Jessica, just less sitting down. Everyone else just sit down. This creates a lot of internal pressure at the lowest organs in the pelvis and abdomen. So you want to sit down generally as low as possible to get that. Squeeze and twist arms and legs like ropes. Pull your elbows down, upper body back at the end. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm, cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Very important one with the arms and legs twisting just for the lymphatic circulation, water, non-retention. Sit down. All right, as low as you can go. Weight on the heels. Left leg lift up over the right as high as possible. Cross and twist your legs. Creating pressure. You create tremendous pressure all over the legs and arms. All right, we have this wonderful lymphatic system underneath the skin. All right, so much going on in the wonderful, intelligent fat layer. It's important to squeeze it and massage it. Sit down a little more, elbows down. Upper body back, hold. Good, change again. Come up, feet together, inhale, arms over the head. Right arm underneath the left arm, cross again, grab your hands. Pull the elbows down, stomach and sit down in the chair. Pull the elbows down. Good, Christine, upper body back a little bit. Looks great. Right leg lift up over the left, as high as it will go. Now, once the foot goes behind the calf muscle, eliminate any gap between ankle and calf muscle. Try to line up your hands, elbows, knees, and feet directly below the nose. Good with the hands positioned, Veronica. Now twist the wrists a little bit so the thumbs are right in towards the mouth. There you go. The levels down, chest up, looks good. Very good, just hold it right there. Nice posture, change again. Feet together, everyone inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm, cross again. Grab your hands, turn the wrists so the thumbs are right in front of the mouth, not turned to the side. All right, you'll feel the pressure of the arms. Sit down low. Bend your both knees, weight on the heels. Try to sit lower, Kathy. Get down on 2 feet. little lower, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, a little more, a little more. Now try to stay down there, left leg lift up. That's correct. At first it will feel totally impossible, but you'll get stronger. Exactly. All right. And that's where you're headed. That's how well you try to sit while you're in the twisted eagle posture, arms and legs twisting. Line up hands, elbows, knees, and feet directly below the nose. Sit down more, twist like ropes, upper body back at the end. Very good, come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over them, and exhale, arms up. Okay, party time. Water break if you need it. Standing hand to knee, Jessica. In the hot room, we would say take a break, sit down. Okay, just pause and rest. And if you ever need that, you just pause and rest. But if you want, some people can grab the foot outside the abdomen and go to the second part without creating too much pressure. That's one option, although please don't push it. Be very gentle and conservative. Other option is you can grab the big toes with your first two fingers, bring the leg up and out, and just stand on one leg like this. It's great balancing posture, okay? All right, standing head to knee pose, everyone. Take a nice deep breath, pick up the right foot. All 10 fingers included with the grip, couple of inches below the toes. Standing on one leg. Now standing like solid concrete lamppost, unbroken. There you go. Right leg lift up and stretch forward until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. That's it. No higher, no lower. Take a nice deep breath, kick the right heel forward. Turning the toes back, flexing the foot from the ankle. Now, if you wish, Jessica, right leg can go straight out to the right. It doesn't have to go higher. You just may open that. It's good for the pelvis opening, holding the toe with the right leg locked. Good, Christine. Turn the toes back. Once both legs are locked, you may bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Good, change again. All right, other side. Pick up the left foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. Standing like solid concrete lamppost, unbroken. You got it. Go ahead, left leg lift up. So what I do in this one, Jessica, first the leg comes straight out in front, locking it, and then I'm gonna bring it out very slowly, as much as it will go to the side, keeping it locked. Okay, that would be the substitute. Just work on it a little bit at a time. Once both legs are locked, elbows come down. Stand tall on the right leg. Once both legs are locked, elbows down. Good, shoulders bow. Press elbow points down. Relax the shoulders. Suck in your stomach and freeze. Very good. Change again. Straighten the arms. Left knee and foot together. Good. Second set. Inhale, breathing. Pick up the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip, 2 inches below the toes. As soon as you get the grip, right leg can lift up and stretch forward. Standing like whole leg locked, whatever stage of whatever posture you're doing right now, left butt cheek pushes forward. Push the left foot firmly to the floor. Go ahead to your limit. Stand tall in the second part especially. Once both legs are locked, elbows come down. Once elbows go below the calf muscle, tuck your chin to the chest, stomach in. Put your head on the knee for 3, 2, 1. Change again. Take your time changing. When I say change, change, you know, at your pace. All right. Last one. Pick up the left foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip. I think I showed you, Kathy, how to bring the foot more forward in this. Remember the leg here, out in front of you, rather than standing here. Yeah, we can work on that forward. Take your time. Go ahead. Left leg lift up. Grab the foot a couple of inches below the toes. Once you have the foot in your hands, inhale, left leg lift up. So right here, Kathy, round the spine, bring your left foot towards your windows. Second, right there, freeze. Before you lift the leg, you're going to have the foot right underneath the knee and stomach in. Then the leg lifts up. Yes, 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 right there, and then lift up. You got it. Once both legs are locked, bring the elbows down. Once elbows go below the calf muscle, and both legs are still locked, then only tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing. Bring your forehead to the knee. 3, 2, 1. Take your time to bring the head up. Straighten the arms.
change again. Excellent. All right, let's do standing bow pulling pose. No change in this one ever. Jesse, you can just do it to your tolerance. Okay, right hand up, turn it out. Hold the ankle from the inside. Left arm slides up in front of you, palm facing the mirror. Start with the knees together, please. Take a nice deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin, charge your upper body forward on the left side. Simultaneously kick right leg back and then straight up towards the ceiling until you see the foot come up over your head in the mirror, toes pointing straight up. Throughout the posture, keep the standing leg locked. Charge forward so the body weighs more to the toes. Bring your body down until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. That's great kicking and stretching. Jessica, keep kicking, everybody. Don't stop kicking. Now take a deep breath. Right shoulder back, Natalie. Twist your upper body to the right a little bit more. Left armpit slides forward. Stretch it forward. Try to touch the mirror. Now body down and kick. Kick up a little more. Kick harder. Kick one more time. When you're done, change again. Just for the record, Natalie, I saw you. Okay. Left hand up in front of you. Turn it out. Hold the ankle from the inside. All five fingers together. Right arm slides up in front of you. Palm face in the mirror. Knees together. Inhale. Reach up. Try to touch the ceiling. And begin. Charge your upper body forward all the way to the fingertips. Imagine there's a string at the end of all five fingers, and they're being pulled forward. Everybody, chin up. Chin up, chin up, arm, right arm parallel to the floor, but the chin does not drop. So look in the mirror, not the floor. Now left leg kick up, left shoulder back, turn and twist your upper body to the left to get two shoulders in one line. It's very good shoulders and twist, Christine. Now reach forward and kick, body down and kick, standing leg lock, kick up one more time. Nice kick and kick. All right, change again. Feet together, arms down. Good. I want to do one with you, okay? We can be yoga buddies. All right, right hand up, turn it out, please. Hold the ankle. Left arm up in front of you. Do you see your face right now? You might not have a mirror there. If you have a mirror there, your face is parallel to the mirror, so you can imagine it. Throughout the posture, keep your face parallel to the mirror, not dropping the chin or turning the head or tilting. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling again. 20 counts, charge forward, 19. 18, kick back, 17. Focus on upper left thigh, 16, 15, 14, 13, body down, 12, 11, stretch forward, 10, 9, body down and kick, 8, 7, kick up more, 6, 5, try to touch the mirror, 4, 3, stretch forward, kick up equally, 2, change, very nice, feet together, arms down, left hand up, turn it out. Hold your ankle, please, right arm. Knees together. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, 20, charge forward, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, kick up, 14, 13, try to touch the mirror, 12, 11, standing leg lock, 10, 9, push fingertips forward, 8, kick up, 7, body down, 6, body down. 5, kick up, 4, charge forward, 3, stretch forward, kick up, 2, 1, change. Balancing stick posture, feet together, no change, Jessica, all the same here. In fact, nothing changes until after triangle posture. You can do everything normally, okay, until then. Inhale, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Everybody chin up, inhale, breathing. Big step onto the right foot, lock both legs. Now come down, upper body down, left leg up. Sole of the foot facing exactly the ceiling. Come down until you look like a capital letter T. Suck in your stomach, squeeze palms, chin forward, look forward, leg up a little more, leg up, leg up, leg up. Good, change again. Come back, feet together. Inhale, breathing, big step onto the left foot, lock both legs, right foot off of the floor. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling and come down, upper body down, right leg up. Keep the body weight to the toes a little bit more, please. Come down, leg up, stretch forward, leg up. Now chin forward, leg is up enough bell. You're good. Chin forward, now stretch your body from the hands to the back foot. Stretch, natural human traction stretch. Inhale, breathing, feet together, take a deep breath, arms down to the side. Well, your body, my body, some bodies, the leg comes up higher than parallel. So then our job is to flatten out, and I'll try to catch it if I see it. Most people like these to come higher, but some people it goes just a little extra high. Okay, let's do second set. Inhale, arms over the head. Hands, palms together, interlace fingers. Step onto the right foot, please lock both legs and come down. Upper body down, left leg up. Just 10 counts. Come down and stretch. 9, 8, chin forward. 7, 6, suck in your stomach. 5, I want upper right thigh forward. Very strong. 3, to bring left hip down. 2, 2 hips in one line. 1, change again. You got it. Last one. Inhale, breathing. Stand on the left foot, lock both legs, right toes point, come down. If you suck in the stomach extra on the lower left abdomen, contract upper left thigh and squeeze outer left hip in. You will get control of the hips, so you can bring right hip down and forward to get two hips in one line parallel to the floor. Nice bell. Change again. I can see it. Better control with hips, legs, abdomen. Arms down to the sides. Great. Standing, separate leg, stretching close. You can step to the left side of the mat or turn if needed. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot step out, a big step to your right. Arms immediately parallel to the floor. Make sure two heels are in one line, feet slightly pigeon-toed. Now lock your legs throughout the posture, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, then forward towards the mirror. Reach out to the sides. When you can't bring the body down anymore, grab the heels from the outside, keeping the legs locked. If you can't reach there, you can grab outside of the feet or hands on the floor in front of you. Make sure legs stay locked, then you may pull on your heels to stretch the upper body down towards the floor. Look forward, chin forward, stretch the center of the chest, breastbone straighten out. Once you can not go any further with stretching breastbone down, bring the chin partway to the chest and stretch the body down. Try to touch the head to the floor right between your feet. To change, bring your arms up and head up. Slowly stand again. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head. Arms out to the side. You're getting nice and sweaty in this heat turned off class. I like it. That means you're working, Christine.
Well,
you're like, yeah, hello. I already knew you were. All right, second set. Inhale, arms over the head. Big step to the right, arms parallel to the floor. You can take a slightly wider step if you did not touch head to the floor. Lock your leg, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, come forward, reach forward. Body weight to the toes, so the whole way you're getting into it, I want you to almost feel like you're gonna fall forward. Your hands will catch you if you do, so it's quite an okay fall if it happens. But when you keep the body weight to the toes, on the way in during and on the way out of the posture, will help you truly lock your legs, okay? All the way, the foot muscles, ankle muscles, lower leg, upper leg, and abdominal muscles will sort of be forced to turn on to catch you, and then you learn how to contract the muscles with the posture. Pull on the heels, stretch the body down. Good, okay, elbows to the shins, shoulders away from the floor, good shoulders. Now stretch the center of the chest, breastbone straight down, shoulders up towards the ceiling, and then head to the floor right between the feet. You can, in your mind, about bring that whole torso towards the closet doors behind you, through the thighs. You have good stretching in the spine. Now bring the chest, breastbone through the legs in your vision, in your mind's vision. Okay, change again. Arms out, head up. That looks good. You have good straight spine now. All the way up. Inhale, right foot to the left, arms over the head. Arms out to the side. Any questions on anything? I know I'm giving you guys tons of information, but it's just a seed, okay? Planting a seed, you can water. Feed it. All right, with your practice and your attention. Next is triangle pose, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Big step to the right, arms down, parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, push the hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift the chest, turn your right foot all the way up to the right. Bend your right knee and sit down until the right thigh is parallel to the floor. Make sure the hips don't come up anymore. Arms back, opening up the chest. Go ahead, tilt your upper body, right side. Right arm down, left arm up. Push your right knee back. It's really the inner thigh. More thigh, Christine, with the arm contact. Less knee. Right there. Push the knee back. Tuck the right butt cheek under. So you have pressure on the femur bone in two directions. Right arm pushes the knee back. Right butt cheek tucks under. Turn your head. Touch your chin to the left shoulder to get the profile of your face visible from the front. Upper body up, lower body. Keep the left leg locked, left outer hip and thigh contracted. Sit down, Natalie, if you have no joint pain, get your hips down, sit down, hips down. Keep both legs strong, touch the toes, stretch up, touch the ceiling, inhale, breathing, come up. Looks good. Bring the right toes forward, take a deep breath. Push both hips forward, arms way back. Inhale, chest up, turn the left foot all the way out, sit down on the left side. Get your hips all the way down, five parallel to the floor, spine straight in the middle. Looks good, Kathy. Now, arms back, inhale, breathing, tilt upper body to the left side. Left arm down, right arm up. Looks good. Now, your left arm, I want you to push the left knee back. It's really pushing the femur bone closer to the knee towards the back wall. Then the left hip, left butt cheek, tucks under and pushes the femur bone close to the hip towards the mirror. So where you're headed is left thigh exactly parallel to the mirror in front of you or the wall in front of you. Chin to the right shoulder. Profile of the face visible in the mirror. Better with the hips running. The left butt cheek tucks under and push the left knee back. Upper body up, lower body down, sit down. Try to touch the toes. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes turn in. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. All regular Jessica throughout. You don't have to alter triangle posture. Okay, any birthdays today? Okay, we celebrated Dorothy's 5-year yoga birthday today. She started on July 4th when she was 75 years old. And you, as you may know, she turned 80 in March. But this is her. She did about 500 classes in 5 years. And wow, she is strong. And wow. Okay. But that was the class previous, so I just wanted to tell you. So it's exciting. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Big step to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Inhale, push both hips forward, both arms back. Inhale, lift the chest up. Return the right foot all the way out to the right. And sit down, bend the right knee. Get your hips all the way down. Palms forward, chin to the left shoulder, begin. Triangle pose. Good sitting down, Emily. Keep your hips down. There you go. Everybody push the right foot firmly to the floor as if it's going through the floor and lift the upper body up away from the right foot, which is pushing down. Tremendous control of the abdomen. Upper body up, lower body down. Push the right foot firmly as if it's going through the floor. Now turn and twist. When you push the right knee back, bring the right shoulder forward. Hips tucked underneath you, chin to the back wall. Stretch up and down. Try to touch the ceiling and the toes at the same time. Inhale, come up. Very good. Last one. Right toes forward, inhale, excuse me, hips forward, arms back. Lift up the chest, turn the left foot out, sit down on the left side, keeping the spine straight, position in the middle. Palms forward, chin to the right shoulder, begin, push the chin with the shoulder. Push the left foot, everybody, firmly to the floor. This will help you sit down more with the strength. You won't be collapsing down or dropping into the hip joint. Left butt cheek tucks under, push the left knee back. Now, stretch up and down, top hand and bottom hand, reaching away from each other. At the same time, as you're pushing left knee back, bring the left shoulder forward, chin to the back wall, stretch up, sit down, twisting, touch the toes. Inhale, come up, stop in the middle, left toes turn in. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head, and arms down to the sides. Standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Is a rest for you completely, Jessica. I have never been taught a substitute for this one. You just take a moment after triangle pose, let the heart settle, okay? Everybody else, inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Right foot step out to the right, 3 foot minimum. Take a deep breath, lift up the toes, turn on your heels, face the right side of the room. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees, left hip forward so both hips are in one line. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing, go down the front side. Bring your forehead to the knee. You can stretch the hands forward in front of the foot. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. Throughout the posture, back leg locked, back heel pressing to the floor, shifting more body weight to the front foot. So you can get the right hip up, left hip down and forward to get both hips in one line, parallel to the floor. Lock the front leg a couple of times, inhale, breathing. Slowly come back up, arms in there together. Good, turn all the way around, face the opposite wall, turn your back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward so both hips are in one line. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, begin, tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, breathing, go down front side, suck in your stomach, reach out with your fingertips, bring the forehead to your left knee. If you can't get the forehead to the knee, you can try it a couple of times. Then the knee up a little bit, bring the knee to the forehead. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. Throughout the posture, back leg locked, back heel pressing to the floor. Stretch the hands forward in front of the foot. Forehead higher on the leg, closer to your stomach. All right, lock the front leg a couple of times. Inhale, and slowly come up. Once you're standing again, turn and face the front. Right foot back to the left, and arms down to the side. All right, second set. Inhale, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together, cross your thumbs, right foot step out to the right, nice big step. Take a deep breath, turn on the heels to the right, back foot and left hip forward. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, begin, tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, go down. Contracting abdominal muscles, pressing the palms together, bring the forehead to the right. Push the fingertips into the floor, back foot back. Squeeze upper inner legs in towards each other. What you could do, Jessica, since you're not in the heat and it's not as crucial that you get so much of a rest, you could do just standing with a little neck and upper back rounding like this. There's no problem doing this. We're just not going to compress at the lower spine. So if you want to get some throat compression and reaching with the arms, that's great. And then you could be doing something here. All right, lock the front leg a couple of times. Inhale, come up, everybody. You can face the opposite wall. Turn the back foot in, right hip forward, inhale, stretch up. Just the neck and shoulders. Go ahead, everybody else, forehead to the moon. Reach with the fingertips, chin tucked. Compression of the throat is always good. There's no problem with that. Reaching with the arms, always excellent. Press palms, good. Push the feet to the floor, everybody. Very strongly, upper inner thighs squeeze in towards each other. Looks great. Good, lock the front leg a couple of times, inhale, and slowly come up. Very nice. Turn and face the front, right foot to the left, arms down to the sides, right? Tree pose, come back to the mat, feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Jessica, I took pictures of Erica every 6 weeks for her whole pregnancy. Certain postures. I don't have every single posture. We just picked like six of them. Tree pose, I can share some with you. Right heel to the top of the left thigh. Tree pose is normal. Right heel all the way up. Grab the front of the ankle with the right hand and underneath of the toes with your left. Very slowly, gently bring the right knee down. Push it back, being gentle with the knee. And the hips, you want to push forward. So tuck the hips underneath you, stand tall. If the butt's sticking out a little bit, you got to be gentle with the knee, but in time, hips tucked underneath you, right thigh pushes back, and stretch the spine straight up towards the ceiling. You can balance here comfortably, bring the right hand in front of the chest. When you inhale, suck in your stomach, rib cage lifts. If the foot doesn't slip, left hand up. So eventually you'll see and feel abdomen sucking in, rib cage lifting on the inhales, but the shoulders stay nice and relaxed. Change, right foot down, arms down, other side. Left leg lift up. Heel all the way to the top of the right thigh, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab with both hands to begin with. Once your heel's all the way to the top of the thigh, very slowly, gently, press the left knee and thigh down and back. Left hip, in other words, left butt cheek, pushes forward from behind. Looks very good, Jess. Standing leg lock, stretch your whole spine. Chest up on the inhale. Left hand can come up first. So when you inhale, pull the abdomen in, rib cage lifts. Shoulders stay relaxed. Keep abdominal wall depression, whether you're inhaling or exhaling. One hand at a time up, palms together. Change, very nice. Feet together, arms down. Right heel to the top of the left thigh. Toes stand, Jessica, sort of at your discretion, okay? All right. Now, if the right heel stays close to the top of the thigh, look at the floor, slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg locked. If you get too much pressure between, say, right heel and the abdomen, then you can do less. Some people can make it down there, no problem. Other people just stay in tree pose. All right, once you're sitting down all the way, you can walk the hands forward, Christine, towards the mirror, so that more weight is on the hands, then you can regulate how low you sit. Good. Once you're sitting down, arms are onto the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to your left, right knee down. Stretch your spine up, spine straight. Then left hand up in front of the chest. If still you can balance, bring the right hand up, palms together. Hands to the floor, push the hips up. Standing up in tree pose, grab the foot. Change right foot down, arms down. Last one, left heel up, all the way to the top of the thigh. Whoever's comfortable, top 5 or 6 inches is actually fine. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you, slowly bring upper body forward, keeping standing nice straight. Until you can touch the floor. Shift your weight to the fingertips, maximum, and sit down on your heel. Once you're sitting, arms are under the sides of the body, bounce on the fingertips. Left knee down, left toes pointed. Before you bring the hands up, get the spine stretching up. Arms are passive, they're straight down, but they're not going to be the main implement of balance. Once spine is straight, right hand in front of the chest. Then, left hand up, keep the elbows in, shoulders down, breathing normally. Change again, hands to the floor. Push your hips up, and stand again in tree pose. Very nice, tree pose can change, feet together, arms down. All right, time for a Savasana, turn around. Relax on the back. So, sideline Savasana, Jessica. You're not going to do any more. You're probably okay until about 20 weeks, but just so you learn it now, you're going to do when necessary. I'll show you on the other side too. Lying down on the left arm, right knee is crossed over the floor. When I was taught this, they just said we could alternate. Now there's supposedly a side that's a little bit better in late pregnancy for circulatory system, I'll look it up. But for now, up until the very end, you can lie on either side like this. When the weight starts, the issue with lying on your back can be pressure on your own circulatory system and the abdomen here. Okay, baby's fine, but you don't want to mess up. You don't want to reduce your circulation. So that's why this is happening. Okay, but for now, you know, probably not even anything you need to do until, like I said, 20 weeks. Okay. And now you can lie down on your back for one moving pulse. And then start the posture. Right leg lift up, everyone. Grab the leg 2 inches below your knee. All 10 fingers included with the grip thumbs crossed. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Elbows are close to the sides of the body. Left leg straight, left calf muscle on the floor. Flex your left foot back from the ankle, especially if left calf muscle is not touching yet. Now tuck your chin, look down the central line of the body to eventually get back with your neck flat on the floor, no gap on the knee. Go a little bit harder, absolutely fits. Change right leg down, arms. Left leg lift up, interlace the fingers. Thumbs crossed, exactly 2 inches below the knee. Pull your knee towards the left shoulder, avoiding the ribcage, avoiding the abdomen. Chin tucks, look down the central line. Bench your back up the neck flat on the floor, flex your right foot back from the ankle. A little bit more, absolutely freeze. Change left leg down. Now, both legs lift up, Jessica, you're gonna grab the knees separately like this. Grab the knees separately, yep, and just pull the knees out to the side of the abdomen, straight down towards the armpits. Tuck your chin to the chest. You're going to still grab elbows, Kathy. I'm teaching pregnancy too. Pregnancy yoga to Jessica. So you can do it as normal. You can grab elbows. There you go. Tuck your chin to the chest. Although it's not a bad thing to learn. It's kind of cool. Tuck your chin, look down. Total spine flattening to the floor. Change. Arms and legs down. And then in Savasana, you would go up to sideline rest. I don't really have a problem with it, Kathy. If you want to try it, I just want to make sure you knew what I was doing with her. Okay. When Rajashree, so Bikram's wife Rajashree, this is called Rajashree's pregnancy yoga. It happens to fit in perfectly with the Bikram class. Okay, so everyone traditionally has just practiced it within the Bikram class with everybody else doing Bikram postures. But it can stand on its own too. She did a video. I got the DVD actually. So it must have been mid-80s during one of the pregnancies. They filmed her and several other women doing this class. Okay, second set. Right leg lift up, interlace the fingers, pull your right knee to the right shoulder, elbows in close to the sides of the body. And she teaches really some really nice pregnancy yoga seminars. Tuck your chin to the chest, look down. And she'll have you practice the class with a pillow in your shirt. and do all these. All right, tuck the chin, look down. And concentrate on the breathing. Absolutely freeze. Very good. Change right leg down, arms down. Left leg lift up. Interlace the fingers. Pull your left knee to the left shoulder. Jess, your legs look so muscular and strong. It's so great. Yay. Tuck your chin, look down. Maybe you're always wearing pants too. It's like, oh, yay. Strong legs. Chin down. Look down. Pull. And freeze. Very nice. Change left leg down. Both legs lift up. Grab for your elbows each other. A couple of inches below the knees. Or otherwise, grabbing separately the knees 2 inches below. Relax your feet, ankles uncrossed, side by side. Little by little, pull spine flat to the floor. So you don't need to pull the abdomen down. Just got everybody else stuck in your stomach. You just tuck the chin. It's excellent for the pelvis. And you're going to feel the flexibility of the pelvis change quite a bit. All right, change again. Everybody, arms and legs down to your Savasana. On your back or on your side. Complete relaxation, legs straight, arms straight. To get up, Jessica, you're going to, do you know the side rollover? I'm going to bring one arm over that. Everyone do your sit-up, please. One arm is going to go over that, Jessica. The other knee bends. You're going to roll over towards the arm side. So the knee comes over. Yeah, and then you're just going to push yourself up from here. Okay, cobra pose, everybody. You're going to start on the tiptoes, Jessica, like this. So you can do it back. Just not going to lie at the end. Okay. Everybody, legs and feet together, your muscles contract. Hands, palms underneath the chest. If you have anywhere underneath the palms. Inhale, breathe in, go back and lift. So just straight arms, straight legs back, and lock your legs just so you know. Yeah, keep the legs locked, no knees bending. Push the palms down, the chest up. Push the shoulders down, everybody, chin up. Back bending the spine without bending the knees. Straighten legs, push chest up, shoulders down. Good, change. So let the knees drop. You can just sit up if that's easier. In between, yep, good. Turn your head to the right, everybody. Rest there. And feel free if you think of any questions. Because I'm running in this period. Okay. Second set. Chin on the floor, everybody. Hands, palms underneath the chest. Middle fingertips and left tops of the shoulders. Pinky fingers in line with outsides of the shoulders and outsides. Glue it down. Distribute the way you play the same all over in these palms. So you want the arms straight up and down, Jessica. You might walk the feet forward and back, so you feel arms perpendicular. So go ahead and inhale. Everybody lift up and lift up using 100% back strength. Keep the legs locked, hips and thighs contracted. You don't want to let the butt drop, okay? So keep, yeah, push the heels towards the back wall, Jessica. Heels back. Walk your feet a little bit forward, a little bit closer to your hands. You want the feet perpendicular to the floor. So you're going to push heels back, chest up. Legs locked, hips and thighs contract. Keep the heels over the bend of the toes. All right, change again. Chin down. I'm going to show you, this is a very hard thing to describe without you saying it. I just want you to watch my feet position, Jessica. Remember that. What can happen if the feet and hands are far apart, if you go too far forward? See what's happening? My heels are coming forward. All right, I want to keep the feet perpendicular to the floor. Squeeze hips and thighs, and just go up, rather than forward. Okay, just go up with the chest. Keeping the heel straight up over the bend of the toes will help you lock your legs and make the hips and pelvis a little more steady in that one. Okay, kneeling locust, everybody else locust. Turn your hands over, palms down. Slide your arms underneath the body until the pinky fingers are touching each other side by side. Chin on the floor, neck flat, look in the mirror. Lock your right leg lift up. Come up to a 45-degree angle, half a 90. Push palms to the floor, everybody. Bring the leg up. Look forward, chin forward, toes pointing. Right leg lower down. Lock the left leg, slide it back, lift it up. You can bring the leg higher than parallel to the floor, Jessica. You can go up a little bit. All right, there you go. Push the palms into the floor, everybody. So in your case, Jessica, the palms pressing down, we'll push the chest away from the floor, shoulders nice and strong. Good, left leg lower down. Then you just rest on the heels. For third part, turn your head and mouth on the towel. Readjust arms. Okay. Hands a little closer to each other. Inhale, breathing. Both legs lift up without bending the knees. Everybody come up. Everybody lift up. Good, Veronica. Both legs lift up. You got it, Christine. Thighs up, more up. Everybody come up. Everybody lift up. Change again. Legs down. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the right. Breathe smoothly by the nose. And second set. Turn your hands over, palms down. Slide the arms underneath the body. And your fingers side by side. That looks like we're going to adjust the thighs and arms perpendicular to the spine. Good. All right. Lock the right leg, plant the toes, lift it up. Everybody, chin forward, look forward. Push palms down. Shoulders away from the ears. Everybody, come up, lift up. Good. Right leg lower down. Left leg, slide it back, lock it, lift it up. Push palms down. Push shoulders down. Very good. Left leg lower down. Rest on the heels. Otherwise, third part, turn your head and mouth on the towel. You're just hands, palms. Grab the floor with all 10 fingertips. Wide fingers. Inhale, breathing. Begin. Both legs lift up without bending the knees. Everybody lift up. 10 counts. Go up. 9. 8 legs locked. 7. 6 legs together. 5. 4. A little bit higher. 3. Feet to your left, Veronica. 2. Lift up. There you go. Now lift up. You got it. Change again. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the left. For full locust, I'm going to do something related to half fish posture, Jessica, which is what I have sometimes people do in fixed rentals, legs out straight. We're going full locust. Chin on the floor, arms out to the sides. You're going to keep the legs straight, Jessica. Lock the legs, lean back onto the elbows. Lift your chest up, drop the head back, and hold. Okay. Everybody inhale, breathe. Lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until only the hip bones are touching the floor. That's it. Everybody come up. Everybody lift up. Inhale, reach out to the side walls. Fingertips pressing towards opposite wall. Very nice, Natalie. Now chin up, legs up. Everybody legs together. Squeeze and lift one more time on an exhale. Come on. Change again. Lower down. Arms down next to you. You can lie down on your side or sit up. Whatever feels right, you know, according to the moment. It's nice if you can lie down between most postures, Jessica, but some of these, it doesn't make too much sense to scramble around. So kind of just go. Make sure you get some rest, and then sometimes it's fine to just sit, okay? All right, second set. Chin on the floor, arms out to the sides like airplane wings, all five fingers together. Legs and feet together. Inhale, breathing again. Everybody lift up, everything off the floor, arms, head, chest, legs, chin, face, everything up. Good. Now, without bending the knees, thighs up. Without bending elbows, arms up. Push your face up. Take one more deep breath as you exhale. Squeeze and lift. Change again. Lower down. Great. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. Big toes touching each other. Just rest for a moment. I can't tell you how excited I am, Jessica, that you've been doing this yoga for much time before pregnant. I can't tell you how many people email me and say, I'm pregnant, I want to start yoga. And I can work with them, but they need to come to private lessons. They can't just show up into a hot class with no background or any physiological adjustment to these postures. So I usually say to people, well, you got to catch them before. If someone I know is saying, I'm thinking about getting pregnant, I say, wait, do yoga for 6 months, please, first, and then. And then we can continue you much more smoothly for your system. Okay, anyway, I'm just happy. I'm so happy for the situation. Bow posture. You're going to do bridge pose. Just going to lie down on your back, feet flat. All right, grab the feet, everybody, from the outside, just below the toes. Palms are flat, feet are flat, Jessica. Push your hips up, tuck the chin, and chest. All right, everybody kick up and look up again. Oh, there you go, exactly. Just squeeze the butt muscles, just like they're doing in bow posture. This is kind of an upside-down bow posture for you. Everybody kick up, everybody look up, knees up, eyes up. Good, yeah, you push the chin and face up. Roll forward onto the abdomen. That's great, Jessica. Roll forward, kick up and towards the mirror. Kick and kick and kick. Change again. Lower everything. And this one's pretty easy to roll to the side when you need to move the side leg. Savasana. So now turn your head to the right. Natalie, I saw you grabbing the ankles. Kind of. Yeah? Okay. I know you're muted, so we don't have to have a discussion. I just got a second set. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet. Ideally, grab just below the toes. Okay. Go ahead, everybody. Once you get the grip, squeeze your feet, kick up, and look up again, please. Upper body can lift too, but most of the strength is in the kick. Thighs, hips, especially upper thighs, hip muscles, and lower spine strengthening. If you need to rock back once or twice on the thighs and roll forward, that's fine. Now try to figure, that's a good belt. Try to figure out how to straighten your wrists. Inner wrists push in and up. Yes, that's right. Now push the hands and feet up. Lift the chin and face up. Everybody keep kicking, kick, 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 kick. Change again. I saw them straighten belt. That's very good. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. Breathe in and out by your nose. All right, fixed firm pose as normal, Jessica. Everybody come up to the top of your mat. Sit on the heels, knees, and feet together. This is one of the best postures for your circulatory system in pregnancy, legs, you know, with water and stuff. You can do extra of this one later in the day if you need to. Sit between the heels, lower the hips to the floor, and slowly, once hips are touching the floor, hands at the soles of the feet, lean back onto the elbows, excuse me, then head. Specifically, back of the head touching the floor, shoulders come down next. Arms over your head, grab your elbows each other. Pull your forearms into the floor, tuck your chin to the chest, lifting the chest and abdomen up, creating perfect human bridge. When you're ready, Kathy, the head can drop all the way back. You can stay on the elbows and just let the head drop, lift the chest up, getting a nice backward bend with hips and elbows on the floor. That's great. Knees always stay on the floor. Now, hands back to the soles of the feet with help of the elbows. Come back up in the middle, chest up, spine straight. Chin down. Very good. Turn around, relax on your back. I know it's good for leg circulation, and I would suspect there's a very nice position for the baby at a certain point, because every time I did fixed front pose, I'd feel limbs flying. It was like cartwheels inside. I don't know if it makes more room or something, but I was like, okay, hello, elbows, hello, you know, every single time I did fixed front pose, going across visibly, okay. Feet together, arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knee, second set. Top of the mat, sit on the heels. Take your time, going back. And sit between the heels, remember, before you go back. Hips touch the floor first. Stay there, Kathy. Bring your hips up a little bit and get the feet in so they're hugging the outside of the hips. The knees can separate, but no gap there. I think that's better. Heels and hips, you can't really even get a credit card through there. Okay, go ahead back. That looks good. Knees can be wide, though. There's no designation for where the knees need to be, just wherever feels better for you. Looks great, Yachini. Next step is to straighten the elbows and reach towards the feet, palms flat. The head will drag, I'm just talking to Yachini right now, the head will drag towards your butt, chest out, arms straightening, increasing the back bend slowly, flat strength. Okay, hands back to the feet with help of the elbows. Turn around, relax, and then back. Yachini, did that make a little bit of sense? Okay, great. Great. A little bit is plenty. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, double drag head to the knees. Sit on your heels, knees and feet together. This is the only change, Jessica, on the knees. Everything else is normal for afterwards. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head, sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling, stretch your upper body forward. Just make room there for the abdomen. All right, forehead to the floor. Side edges of the pinky fingers to the floor. Exactly. Hips press towards the heels. This is such a great posture for the spine. Such a great posture for using lower parts of the lungs that frequently do not get much use. Squeeze hands, palms together. Inhale. Hands slide forward. Wrists up a little bit in the air. Stretch. Everybody keep stretching arms forward. Arms and hips together, inhale, breathing, come back up. You can start at some point just walking yourself up on the hands if arms won't stay up with the ears, that's fine. Arms down to the sides, turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms overhead, inhale, breathing, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, double dirk head to your knees. All right, second set. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. No gap on any ankles. Inhale, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, chin up. Come forward, stomach, second in. If you need to put the hands down to get forward, totally fine. Good. Yeah. Side edges of the pinky fingers, chin up on the way into a cat, chin up, arms up. Yeah. Come up, yeah, do it again. Okay, keep your back super flat. Go ahead, I'll watch it. Keep your chin up, arms back, chin up, arms back, chin up, arms back, chin up, arms back. At some point, they'll drop, but keep them up as long as they can. Okay, yeah, good. It's very strengthening for abdomen and upper back muscles. So just try for as long as you can. Very good. Looks good, Natalie. Wrists up. Good shoulders. Very good shoulders. Now slide the hands forward, press the hips backward. Hold it. Nice one, Jess. Inhale, arms, head, neck, and spine. All come up together. You guys look great. Arms out on the sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Yay, Christine. I'm so glad you could come today. Extra special fun treat. I'd normally be more with you guys, but Jessica gets me today. You're doing great. This is wonderful. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Strong exhale, head straight. Camel posture is normal. Stand up on the knees, 6 inches between your knees and 6 inches between the feet. Put your hands on the hips like in the back. Jeans pockets, fingers point. Now take a deep breath. Push your hips forward. Going all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Bring in total spine, upper spine, middle spine, and lower spine. Now bend your spine to its degree, to its limit. Hold there for a moment, breathing normally. Then, just move an arm. Right hand grabs the right heel. Thumb outside, 4 fingers inside. Left hand down, grab the heel. Thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside. Full palm grip on both heels. Take a deep breath. That's better grip. Push hips, stomach, thighs, everything forward until you feel some pulling on the heels, but you maintain palm. Full grip on the heel. Hips forward, hand a little bit more. Keep pushing, don't stop pushing. Get the hands back up, everybody. With both hands, inhale, push hips forward, chest up, spine straight in the middle, chin down. Very good. Turn around, relax on your back. Camel pose is the best. So is triangle pose, so is half moon pose, so is this whole class. Oh my goodness. At a certain point, Jessica, you can just keep the hands on the lumbar spine and do camel. If and when needed. It can be sometimes month eight, nine, you just want to do a three-quarters camel if needed. Okay. Some people do it all the way full. There's nothing wrong with that, but you just kind of gauge. If it feels like too much pulling or the breathing gets weird, just keep the hands up. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes. Strong exhale. All right. Get your hands on the hips. Really, lumbar spine is where you're headed, and a little bit higher on the mid back. See, hands coming up. If you can put the hands right on this curvy part of the spine, flatten the hands, you'll learn how to bend above the hands. Okay, so inhale, push the lumbar spine forward with straight fingers. Drop your head elbow. Go back. Bend your total spine. Stop in the middle. Try to move only the arms. When you grab heels, your spine is already in its backward bend. So just bring an arm down, then move that arm down to adjust. See it? It's very good. Exhale, push hips forward. Push stomach forward. Looks good, ladies. Stomach forward, thighs forward. Everyone keep pushing. Now here's the trick. Keep pushing the hips forward. Keep your head, neck, and spine exactly where they are, and put your hands back to the place.
Once both hands are up, we ask God.
Inhale, push it to our chest up.
Spine straight, great.
Turn around with accent to bend. Jessica, rabbit posture will either be a rest or you can do more camel. Okay? Gentle, extra camel squat. Feet together, flex arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes strong, exhale, double dog head to knees. Rabbit posture is next. Turn around, sit down on your heels, knees and feet together. Grab the soles of your feet, thumbs on the outside. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. You got it, Kathy. Tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, breathing, go down front side. Suck in your stomach, bring the forehead to the knees, lift your hips up, go forward like a wheel, maintaining full, strong grip on your feet. Grab heels for the middle sole of the foot. If your knees and forehead are not touching each other, you may walk the knees towards the head one by one, but please do not turn the head or move your neck. Squeeze the heels towards each other, but press the feet to the floor. A little bit of pressure on the top of the head, please. I think a little more head down, Kathy, hips up. So maximum of 30% of the weight on the head, but still there will be some pressure there. That looks better. Change again. Lower the hips. Inhale, breathing. All right, turn around with exhale. I couldn't totally see it, Kathy, because of your hair, but a little bit of pressure on the head is fine, as long as you don't have a major neck issue. Okay. And if you have a major neck issue, you can do camel posture instead for a while. So let me know if you need anything. Feet together, flex arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. All right, second set of rabbit posture, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Grab soles of the feet, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Begin, tuck your chin, coil down, forehead to the knees, top of the head to the floor. Lift up your hips, roll forward until arms, elbows are straight. Go ahead, take your time. You may walk the knees towards the forehead and hold still. Strong grip on the feet. Push the hands into the feet. There you go. Squeeze heels towards each other a little bit. Shoulders slide up towards the ceiling. That's right, Kathy. As you lift up the hips, stomach and hips up. Roll forward. Hold it. Change. Very nice rabbit pose, Kay. Lower the hips down. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Turn around. Relax on your neck. Cool thing about this next posture, Jessica, you get to do a head-to-knee posture. This is the only one you do. All the other head-to-knee postures you needed to skip or modify. This one you can do because there's room here. Okay? You can do it as normal. All right. Feet together, flex. Arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up. Grab the toes. Strong exhale. Head to the knees. All right. Sit facing the mirror. Right leg up, corner-wise. Bend the left knee, creating pressure between sole of the left foot and inner right thigh. Arms over the head sideways. Turn the upper body to the right, reach out, grab the right foot. It may be a little bit more of a side bend, Jessica, than normal. Normal, we do a full forward bend, head straight in, but you can have the abdomen kind of facing the mirror and just bring the shoulders into that kind of twist to get the head to the knee. Does that make sense? It's very, very similar. You just don't want the thigh to press into the abdomen. All right, so slightly different, but almost identical. Push the knee down with the forehead. Hold it, everybody. Left shoulder down. And you can do less of getting the shoulders in one line, just if needed. Some people can do it. It just depends on how the spine moves, how the abdomen has room. Okay. Inhale, breathing, come on. Other side, left leg out, right leg in. Push the foot against inner left thigh, stretch up. Turn your upper body to the left, grab the left foot. The reason some people can do full forehead to knee with the abdomen out of the way is because they can twist the upper back quite easily. But if that doesn't twist as much as some people's, then you'll be having a little bit of a stiff there. Suck in your stomach, push the knee down with your forehead. Roll in, right shoulder down, hold. Inhale, breathing, come up. Bring the legs straight up. You're going to skip the sit-up. Jessica, legs are going to go separated like this. It's just called separate leg stretching. Everybody grab your big toes. You're going to use the same, potentially same grip. But first thing, Jessica, separate the feet. What I'm doing is I'm sort of leaning forward onto the hands to get as much weight onto the inner thighs as I can. So you can grab the outer thighs and roll them back, kind of pulling the butt and hips and thighs out of the way. Yes, okay. Now everyone pull the toes back, flex the feet from the ankles, all 10 toes turning. And same thing with the feet, flex the feet back, lock the legs, and then you stretch the spine forward. So regular stretching pose, you pull the toes, once legs are locked, come forward. Separate leg stretching pose, legs locked, just walk the hands straight out in front of you, plenty of room for the abdomen, and then lengthening the spine. Try not to round it, that's right, Kathy. Center of the chest, breastbone straight out. From the side view, the back looks quite flat. Flex the feet from the ankles, everybody. And roll in, separate leg people, roll in to the inner thighs a little bit. It's great for pelvis and hip joints. Good, inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. The second set, we're gonna do something different, Jessica. So one set of that, second set, there's a different substitute. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing, hold it. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Strong exhalation, head to the knees. Right leg out. Sit facing the mirror, left leg. Arms over the head. This is the same. Head to knee is the same. Turn your upper body to the right, reach out, grab the right foot. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle. Exhale, breathing. Forehead to the right. Very good for the leg nerves. One of the things that happens, you know, fairly commonly, and I don't mean to make this into a problem, but when you get the lower spine, you get stress on the lower spine and like pregnancy, the nerves and the legs, you get sciatic issues. So any of this work with the feet and the entire length of the leg is going to help. Roll in a little bit. This looks great, everybody. Left elbow down just a touch. Yes, right there. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, other side. Left leg out, bend the right knee. Push sole of the right foot against the inner left side. Turn your upper body to the left, reach out. Grab the left foot just below the toes, exhale, stand again, head to the left knee. Right elbow down, there you go. Even if you can't get the shoulders exactly level, you can roll in a little bit. Hold the foot, Christine, with your foot. Hold the foot back. Hold on, stunning. Good, inhale, breathing, come up. Bring the legs straight out in front of you for your sit-up. All right, Jessica, you're gonna bring the soles of your feet together. Interlace your fingers and place them underneath the toes. Push the knees down, chest up, and you're just gonna hold this stretch. Okay, everybody flex the feet back, grabbing the big toes, walk your hips right, left, right, left, right, left. Flex both feet from the ankles, all 10 toes turn back. Inhale slowly, gently push the knees down. Shoulders down, broad. I want breastbone, shoulders, and elbows in one plane. Shoulders, elbows, and breastbone, all flat. That's better. So shoulders drop, elbows up, all in line with chest. Push the elbows towards the mirror. Yes. Widen the collarbones. Wide. Okay. Five. Hold still. Four. Three. Sit as tall as you can, Jessica. Two. Push knees down, chest up. You got it. One. Very nice. Change again. General rest. Good one. Did it move up here?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just increasing my elbows for the rest, like, for less than years. I'll watch again next week and see from the front and the side. Okay, I had a kind of funny view of your shoulders. All right, feet together, flex arms over that. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Strong exhale, head to the knees. Okay, for half spine twisting posture, you're going to have the underneath leg straight, Jessica, and put the foot halfway down the lower leg. Not all the way up at the knee, because it's too much. Okay, closer to the ankle. Inhale, left arm up. And you can keep your right hand on the floor later when needed. Cross it over the right knee, push the knee back. There should be room for the abdomen. Turn and twist upper body to the right. If you need hand on the floor, fine. For now, you can probably put it on your back hand, palm face. Now inhale, lift up chest, top of the head, whole spine. And slowly twist. Look to the right and twist. Right shoulder down and back. That's right. Scoot the hand around a little bit further towards the thigh now. Twist and twist. Very good. Untwist the spine. Under the arms, switch the legs. Right leg under. Put your left foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee corner or lower towards the ankle. Inhale, right arm up. Cross it over the left knee, push your knee back. Turn the hand over, palm down. So you can, if you can reach the shin, calf area, you can grab it. Otherwise, Jessica, just grab or reach for the mat. It's okay either way. Left arm behind you, hand on the back, palm up. Inhale, chest up, stomach, and twist your upper body left side all the way. Sit up as tall as you can, both hips on the floor. Look to your left shoulder down and back. Twist, side, and twist, and twist. Good. Untwist the spine. Undo the arms. Everyone relax on your back. I'm going to teach you the breathing exercise, Jessica, now. It's completely different from what we're going to be doing. You can sit just easy, cross-legged. However, interlace your fingers underneath the belly. You're going to close your eyes. Inhale by the nose for 6 counts in your mind. Exhale by the nose for the same 6 counts in your mind. And you're going to do that while we're huffing and puffing and all that. Okay? And then you technically don't take the lying down on your back, Savasana. You just wait in the seated position, doing the breathing exercise for as long as you wish. If you're tired, you can lie down and side lying at the end, but it's not technically that. Okay. Feet together, flex. Arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up. Grab the toes. Strong exhale. Head to the knees. Everybody else, eyes open. It's the only time eyes closed in the class. The mom is doing the breathing exercise. Okay. Everybody, hands on the thighs. Elbows locked. Chest up, shoulders down. Let's begin with this. Exhale, 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 exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Belly in, belly in, belly in, belly in. 1, 2. Exhale, exhale, 5. That's great, Christine. We can do this together, and feel free to email me. I can get you this access to this at some point. I might need you to bug me about it, but it's here for you if you need it. If you take class weekly with me, I can remind you, but if you want to practice on your own, it's here for you. Okay, relax on your back, everyone. Concentrate on your breathing. You can close the eyes. From start to finish of your next inhale, concentrate on it. And then on the next exhale, from start to finish. In just one breath, it's possible for the mind to go 15 places. And then generally, if the mind goes there, the emotions follow it, and all of a sudden, making plans and stress can be generated. But instead, when you take control of your focus, you decide, I am breathing normally, and it's everything I'm doing, because it's so important. So important, not just that you're breathing, but how you're breathing and your connection, your conscious connection of it or to it, awareness of it. So when you decide for yourself and you know how important that is, it makes it easier to make the choice. I am concentrating. I'm going to. It's a priority. Wonderful practice. Tomorrow and Monday, I will be away. So I did post a couple of live stream classes for you tomorrow by other teachers. One in the morning early in Spanish, taught by Miguel, I think, who practices with us sometimes, or maybe Camila, they're in Chile. And then one later in the day, like mid-afternoon or mid-lunchtime. And then also Monday, there's some options. So we'll be back for the normal schedule starting Monday night. Let me know if you have any questions. Have a great, wonderful, safe, joyful summer weekend. Good to see you all. See you very, very soon.